Welcome to Shakespeare FC, the Sonnets, a five-minute journey into the iambic opinations on life, love, death, and desire, with a smattering of nature and naughtiness from the mind of our literary epicure from Warwickshire, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. In his sonnets, Uncle Will wrote from a very personal place about the human condition, all in just 14 lines. But in that meager space, we can find an absolute wealth of human experience that you just might identify with. So, let's you and I go on a little journey. Today, Uncle Will is missing his love again. Gone from him is she, or he, and William begins to imagine being able to cross the distance that separates them, if only he were unencumbered by his corporeal body. In the first quatrain of Sonnet 44, Uncle Will says that if only he could move as swiftly physically as he can think, the distance that separates them wouldn't be able to stop him, because even despite the space that lies between the two of them, he could instantly be brought there.
If the dull substance of my flesh were thought, injurious distance should not stop my way, for then, despite of space, I would be brought from limits far remote to where thou dost stay.
In the second quatrain, William gives distance to his claim, saying that even if he stood in a land that was the farthest possible point on the earth from his lover, it wouldn't matter in the least, because his thoughts could jump across both the sea and land in the very instant he thinks of where his lover abides.
No matter then, although my foot did stand upon the farthest earth removed from thee, for nimble thought can jump both sea and land as soon as think the place where he would be.
In the third quatrain, Uncle Will bemoans the fact that this is simply not so, saying that it kills me to think that I am not thought and cannot travel the miles between us when you are gone from me, because I am made of earth and water, and must simply wait at time's pleasure, moaning sadly until your return.
But thought kills me, that I am not thought, to leap large lengths of miles when thou art gone, but that so much of earth and water wrought, I must attend time's leisure with my moan.
In the final couplet, our sad Stratfordian laments that he receives nothing from these elements that he is made up of. The slow earth and water give him nothing but heavy tears, which are the outward manifestation of both their sadnesses.
Receiving naughts by elements so slow, but heavy tears, badges of either's woe.
Sonnet 44 is slightly unusual in that it has a bit of a companion piece in the next sonnet, aptly numbered 45. It's clear that Uncle William is a bit mopey because his lover has gone away, or more possibly, he has come back to Stratford and left their company in London. I know it was a different time with different values and all of that intellectual relativism, but I just can't help feeling a bit sorry for his wife Anne and the children. With William spending more and more time in his London digs, writing and rewriting scenes for the morning's rehearsal, attending the theatre in the evening, rounding out the night in some sordid pub with the city's artistic flotsam, he might actually count himself rather lucky that thoughts can't transport you across great distances, for he might just find Anne popping into the pub and, much like Yorick in Hamlet, pouring a flagon of Rhenish on his head. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time.
Shakespeare FC is a production of WGTE Public Media and is sponsored in part by a generous donation from the Cowie Family Fund. All previous episodes are available at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.